Well, good morning. Buonan matinan. I just saw a frog. My name's Tobe. It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee or Budget Nature Expeditions. This is Budget Nature Expeditions today, and I'm at Herrenhaven again. And I'm kind of walking behind the dragonfly pond to see how much it has flooded. It has rained, and so we've got some water backed up. But, you know, when I say flooded, this isn't super dramatic or anything. We just got sort of high water levels. So I'm going to work my way back around the kiosk and get us into the forest proper to see what we can find today. As I walk through the forest here, it occurs to me that this might be the first time I've been here since the big storm. I can't remember. Everything sort of looks about the same, although there are a lot of green leaves on the path. I'm getting an unusual feeling. Are we gonna see something? I don't know. Maybe that unusual feeling I'm getting is really just the heat. It seems like it's warm today. Maybe it's just because I've got the sun beating down on me. The nice cool breeze is lovely. And my neck kind of hurts. All right. Where am I? Should we go out onto the boardwalk? Or should we go deeper into the woods. Let's go out onto the boardwalk. I'm walking by the sub pond here, and I can see a couple of mallards. A nice mated pair out there swimming around, looking for yummy snacks, probably. I hear something else. I think, did I hear wood ducks, or was that something else? You know, it's funny, the water level doesn't look as high over here. Oh, look over there. There's a turtle on the log. Hi, turtle on the log. That's lovely. All right. Yeah, now, see, if the water level was higher than usual, this would be a little bit flooded, but this isn't flooded here. It's kind of weird. But, you know, whatever. All right. I can see the traffic on Maple Street. Oh, the wind is coming up. And what do we got out here today? We got a lot of ripples in the water. A lot of frogs swimming around. Out on that log where the turtles like to sit, there's three turtles. There's four geese out at the weir. And, oh, I see baby goslings. Yes, one of the pairs of geese out by the weir has two or three little yellow goslings with them. They're too far away. Oh, there's another pair of geese out at the weir. I bet that's our other parental group. All right, let's go down the boardwalk and see if we can find anything. Lots of fishies, that's for sure. Here's some more geese out here. Lots of fishies around here. Oh, what's this? I think I just saw a giant wog. I think I just saw a big, big polywog. Oh, I'm glad we got wogs. They're always hilarious. Okay, here's something weird. I'm out at the end of the boardwalk, and I'm looking east, clear across the pond. It's 200-300 meters. What? There's something in the trees. And there... Okay, we need to start moving. There's something in the trees, and it's either plastic bags, the kind you get at the grocery store, or we got snowy egrets. So, we gotta get off this boardwalk. We gotta start hauling butt back into the bird blind and see if we got egrets out there. I can't talk. I'm so excited. I'm a little bit crazy. We got grets. And I should be looking back in here, because if we got grets out there, we might have grets in here, but I don't see any. And I'm moving very fast. where these guys were. They were in a tree, and we should be able to see them from the blind, the big normal blind. So this means we've got to walk all the way through. There's a big turtle on that log out there. And since I'm a little excited, we're gonna take this little shortcut here, walk along the side of the sub pond. Maybe you'll hear frogs splashing as they jump in. There they go. Hooray! Oh, and there's some more people here who are gonna be excited to find our egrets. The odd part about all of this is that this is a little bit late for the egrets to show up. Usually they show up in the first week of April or the second week of April. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe the universe is just off by a month lately with all the mushrooms coming up so late and my egret buddies getting here so late. Wow. All right, where am I? I'm about halfway there, and I'm probably moving a little bit faster than I should, because it is kind of warm out today, and I need to be very careful so as not to make myself sick, but that's probably going to happen anyway. I can already feel the burn in my calves. All right, we're about to cross the bridge that looks over the snapping turtle reproduction pond. And I don't see anything going on out there today. And so, we've only got about 40 or 50 meters left to go before we get to the blind. And there's somebody in there. And I can kind of see out over. Gotta be quiet. I'm gonna go sneaking up on these dudes. Alright, I've managed to make my way into the blind, and yes, there are two great egrets. They're straight out, they're about 120 meters out. I wish I could get closer. They're just hanging out in the tree, up above the water, kind of hunkered down. I'm scanning the rest of the tree line to see if we got any more. I don't see anything immediately, but then again, I can't see anything on this side of the pond where I am. There's none in the delta. Oh, and there goes Big Bluey. Big Bluey, the blue heron, just jumped out of another branch. I didn't see him. He went up there and he spooked one of the egrets, and the egret had to hop over to a different branch. Damn, I wish I would have had my camera ready for that one. All right, we're gonna try to get another picture here. The stupid thing is, I know Big Bluey is sitting there right in the tree with him. But I can't see him. Can't see Big Bluey because he's nice and camouflaged. These other two guys stand out like sore thumbs. And these pictures aren't going to be super great. These guys are very far away. This is when we need the 400 millimeter lens that we don't have. And glancing behind me, I just noticed that somebody has put a poster up in the bulletin board, and it's a Sibley's Waterfowl of North America, and it shows a bunch of ducks and geese, male and female version. And on the other side, on the other bulletin board, we have Sibley's Backyard Birds. So, you know, lots of common birds to be found. I'm still watching our grets. And they're not doing anything, they're just still hanging out in the trees. I thought this would be good fishing time for them, but I guess they've been fishing in the morning, and they'll be fishing in the evening. So maybe we'll have to come back during golden hour to see what these guys are up to. One guy I think is trying to sleep. The other guy, he's looking around. He's having a good time, just checking things out. And I know Big Bluey is in that tree with him, and I can't see him. He's invisible. He cannot be seen. He has mysterious and magic powers. And as these geese start honking, a little turtle just crawled up onto this little log. huh, Mr. Turtle? Might get some goosey conflict here. Will it bother our egrets any? I doubt it. Well, I've been standing here staring at these grets for a while. And the tree that they're in, and I'm trying to determine if there's something else in that tree. But I can't get the right quite angle. Hey, the sleepy guy, he's getting ready to move. He's got his neck out. What's he doing? Is he going somewhere? Should I be trying to take pictures of this? I don't know. Oh my god, it just happened again. Apparently Big Bluey does not like that one egret. Big Bluey, he just sort of jumped up, flapped his wings, and sort of charged at one of the egrets. He's now standing on the branch where the one was, and that one egret, he had to fly over to another tree. How rude. But at least I can see Big Bluey better now. He's very well camouflaged. If I didn't know where to look, I wouldn't be seeing him at all. Well, I have to admit, this is one of those times when I do wish I had better photographic equipment. Oh, Big Bluey just jumped out of the tree. He's flying right towards me. Oh my god. Hi, Big Bluey. And of course, I got my camera in my pocket. He's cruising over to the left. Oh, where did he go? I thought he was going to land in one of these trees, but he might have gone over into the turtle mating pond. Let's escape out the back of our little blind here and go over here and take a look. Damn, and I just put my camera in my pocket. Oh well, that's the part of being me that kind of sucks. You are gonna miss the cool stuff. Yes, there he is. Big Bluey in all of his majesty. Oh, and I think I spooked him. He just jumped off the log. God, I was only about 50 meters away. I'm gonna kind of come down here by the water line and see where he went. Did he go back over into the main pond, or is he just hiding over there? I think he might have gone back over into the main pond. Geez, maybe I should take my camera out and have it ready, because that would have been a pretty good shot too. Not that I don't already have lots of pictures of this guy. And this blue heron is Big Bluey. It's not Little Bluey. The other one that sometimes comes here that's a little bit smaller. This is definitely Big Bluey. He's very tall. Alright, back into the blind here. Where did that guy go? I can see my egrets. Maybe they're happy that Big Bluey... Oh, Big Bluey's over in the delta now. Okay, sweet. We can definitely get a picture of him now. Oh, he's looking at me. He can hear my voice. I gotta stop talking for a second. Okay. Oh, now where did he go? I got a couple of pictures of him standing on the delta. Then I looked down to put my camera in my pocket, and he disappeared. Where the hell did he go? I do not see him anywhere. Oh, he couldn't have gotten far. I only looked away for a second. Where's my Big Blue Heron? Well, the light's not the greatest, but I did get some photos. Hopefully, Big Bluey in the delta standing by the driftwood will turn out. Well, it looks like it's starting to rain. We're getting some drizzle. It does not appear to be affecting our grets, who are still out there in the trees where we last left them. I don't know where Big Bluey went. He managed to give me the slip somehow. Very mysterious. Should we get out of this rain? Should I just keep standing here, staring at a bunch of birds? Hey, just guess who came in? A giant bee just flew into the blind. I hope you could hear him. I tried to record his buzzing. Well, that slight drizzle or rain shower decided to stop. Some geese are freaking out, some geese are flying over. The two egrets are still sitting there. There they go, the flyover guys. And I have no idea where Big Bluey went. Wow. Look at those egrets. They're so cool. I wish they would come over here and say hi to me, and I would take a picture of their grutty faces. Not much going on out here, other than birds hanging out and a turtle hanging out on the log right here. Where did Big Bluey go? He must have jumped up, gotten overhead. I bet he's back over here in the turtle reproduction pond, the snapper reproduction pond. Well, what's this guy doing? I'm watching the egrets, and you know, he's just preening himself. He has got his, you know, wing all stretched out, and he's going nibble, nibble, nibbles. All right, good enough. I think I'm going to turn around, walk myself out of the blind here again. I'm going to take a hard left and kind of walk back up to this spot where I can see into this turtle pond. But I'm going to do it a little bit more stealthily this time in case Big Bluey is there, because I think it was my charge into the area that spooked the poor guy. Let me look. Being very stealthy, he's not on the logs where he was. And I kind of have to expose myself to get down into here. He will see me before I see him. And I don't see him at all. Where did he go? How very mysterious. All right, well, maybe he went back out to the boardwalk or something. I don't know. Let's head out into that direction and see what we can find. Pretty excited about the heron party we're having today. Got the two white egrets and Big Bluey hassling them. Or maybe that one was a hot heron babe and he was saying, "Hey baby, you want the heron hook up with me?" And then they have baby herons. That, or he was just being a jerk saying, "Hey, you guys gotta get out of my territory." I don't know. I do not know how territorial herons are. I am not, in fact, a heron expert, despite spending 2 to 2.5 hours every day at a place called Heron Haven. Really, they should call it Mati Haven or Frog Haven. I'm walking by Turtle Bay. There's a bunch of frogs. Bunch of frogs on the logs. Which means the wall blind is just off to my right. Let's walk down this little path and see what we got in the wall blind today. Overlooking the billabong. Oh, I see two goosers. And I decided that these guys are going to be named Bobber and Gobber Smartest. And guess who else is out there? There's a little turtle on a log. All right, that means we've got turtles in the billabong, which means we've got fishies in the billabong. We got frogs, and we have Bobber and Gobber Smartest. The two geese that live in the billabong. They're just standing on a log. That's what they do. We're standing on a log. All right. All right. Let's keep going. Pull up my pants as I walk. Let's go down here and see what's in the sub pond area. And the other side of the billabong. The side that's more visible. Probably a bunch of frogs. I see something new in the little memorial pavilion or whatever we call that thing, but we're not going to check that out quite yet. We'll check that out on our way back out. Right now I'm hooking around on the little path that takes us back out to the boardwalk, which means I'm looking into the sub pond. I can see frogs. I can see that turtle on the log. He's having a good time. Now, stepping out onto the boardwalk. It's a bit windy. There's turtles on logs. I'm glancing around. I do not see Big Bluey hanging around out here. Well, I could do without the wind. I'm gonna walk back out to the end of the boardwalk again. Oh yeah, and as I make the turn, I can see Big Bluey. He's in the southeast corner of the pond where one of the springs feeds the big lake, and there's a little delta over there, and he does like to fish over there. I've seen him over there multiple times. It's nice and shallow. The fishies are there, and the fishies get chomped. Because that's what Big Bluey does. He likes to chomp a fishies. And back here, I can now see the two egrets in the trees again. They're way out there. Ugh. All right, now we know where Big Bluey is. Let's turn around. And, you know, where are those baby goslings? Where's my goosers? I'm looking out over by the weir. And there's two geese hanging out over there, but I don't see any babies. This might mean that the babies are swimming around in the Mulhall's pond. So, let's walk back into the forest. Go over to the cut and we can look into there. See if we got any babies. Alright, we'll walk off the end of the boardwalk here, back onto the happy trails. And we'll work our way over to the cut, which will also enable us to go into the memorial gazebo thingy and see what that thing says that I saw posted. I'm suspecting it is merely some type of religious sentiment, so let's look around here. All right. I'm in the world famous cut. This is a 10, 20, 30 meter swath that had to be cut out. Trees cut down, ground cleared so that some heavy equipment could be brought in to dig out the billabong. Oh no, it's a Boy Scout business. Oh brother. Donated to Herrenhaven. Eagle Scout Service Project. Nothing like bragging about your philanthropy. It's a nice little engraved. Jesus Christ, Boy Scouts, I'm not a fan. And this, they put up a little thing that says so. I didn't notice this. This is new. This little, this is not a gazebo. It's just a little roof with some chairs sitting here so people can sit here and enjoy it. And this area is dedicated to Mary Snidely, a woman who was a big fan of this place. She was a volunteer and a big donor. She died like 2 years ago now. And there's a little plaque here that says, Mary Snidely, a very special person to whom we dedicate this special place where her dreams can live on and where her spirit can watch over us. Friends of Herrenhaven. And so I'm looking out over onto the Mulhall's property. And I'm looking at tracks on the ground here. And that's a deer track. Anyway, yes, I see geese out there, but I can't see any babies. They're not in the pond. They're waddling around in the high weeds, whatever this stuff is. They really like it. And unfortunately, the stuff is yellow, and the babies are yellow, and the stuff is taller than the babies. So good luck seeing any babies. Maybe if we ran out there and chased them. Wow. These are deer tracks, and here's a spot where the deer pawed at the mud. Okay. That's good news. We got deer in here. And I'm still looking at the geysers, but yeah, they're not gonna come closer. They're not gonna go anywhere to where I can see. Where I can see them. And if you're wondering what that occasional snapping sound is, it sounds something like this. Or this. That's just my wrist popping. I'm holding this thing, and since my wrist is connected to the thing, it makes noise. Hey, I just saw a little Baltimore Oriole fly up into this bush. Hey, you listen. Oh, there he is. Oh, look how. Oh, he's so cute and small. Oh, yes, and he's got lovely orangish yellow markings. Oh, cool. Saw some of those guys yesterday. Out at Tranquility, about a mile and a half north of here. in the Papio Valley. That's where we are. All right, let's head out and go over to the bocage and look down into the bocage, because there are signs that a marmot has been in there recently. Oh no, the sun came out. More clouds, more clouds. Oh my god, I'm walking out of the forest and those two mallards are in the dragonfly pond. A lovely male and female, they're swimming through the duckweed trying to get away from me. Oh, it's okay, Mr. Ducky. Oh, mallards. Mallards in the dragonfly pond. All right. I kind of got to be quiet and stealthy because I am leaving the forest. I am walking up into the bocage area and I got to be quiet. Oh, we're probably not going to find any Mahdi's back here today because it is flooded back here. Holy cats. Holy cats. Wow, I don't know if I've ever seen this area this flooded. It looks like a swamp. It's a few inches deep right over here. Wild. Yeah, so there's not going to be any Mahdi action down in here today. We'd be more inclined to find some scratty action. I do like this water though. This might be good for some fungal growth on these giant logs. There's a whole bunch of giant, super old logs that are stacked up here from, you know, previous trees falling down in this area. They get cut up and they got pushed over here. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I just had to snap a couple of photos for my own edification. You will not have to look at these. We're looking at water. How exciting. All right. I must have spooked the ducks because I don't see them in the dragonfly pond anymore. And now we're going to head up into the mushroom garden area. See if that marmot is out and about. Oh, doesn't look like she is, but here's a dig spot. The wind, as you can tell, has certainly picked up. And speaking of big winds, there's a fairly large branch, about 10 centimeters in diameter, that has fallen and is now in the middle of the mushroom garden area. That's okay. So I'm kind of checking over by the wood pile, not seeing much of anything. Kind of looking over into this ravine over here. Not much of anything. Yeah, there's no action back here today. Oh well. Could be worse. It could be 1958 UTC. Oh wait, it is. So I guess this is probably a good time for me to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, sometimes known as Budget Nature Adventures. My name is Tobe and I'm your host. This show airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to find out what kind of birds we're finding, or mushrooms, or marmots, or, you know, whatever we're looking for, we'll probably find it. Even if we don't, we always have fun right here on Budget Nature Adventures. I've managed to make it back to my car. I have fished my keys out of my pocket, so I guess this is where we part company. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.